most interesting thing going on in movies this weekend isn't a summer blockbuster. It's a film that cost less than Batman's catering bill, a decade-in-the-making labor of love from an Indiana filmmaker named B.D. Kuchera. Full disclosure, I worked on the film's initial shoot 13 years ago, and the director is my brother. Impartial, I am not. But it's part of my job to shine a light on important local cinema, and I feel safe in saying that if I knew nothing about the film, if I just walked into a theater blind, I would have staggered out, confused, frustrated, incensed, and absolutely sure that I'd seen something new under the sun. Mayfly Days began as a fairly traditional screenplay, exciting and confidently plotted. But my brother Ben attempted to photograph the entire thing in 9 days. Not necessarily impossible, Werner Herzog did something similar with Strozek. But the shoot became a descent into utter chaos. 2 camera malfunctions caused 1/3 of the footage to be unusable, and whole sections of the rest to appear not as the director intended. Many filmmakers, when they saw the damaged footage, would have left the project for dead, and maybe that would have been the smart move. But Mayfly Days meant too much to Ben. Instead of abandoning the film, he embarked on a solitary odyssey that would consume his 20s, his own, his parents, and his lead actor's money, and at times even his own health. He assembled post-production sound equipment years ahead of its time and began intense work shaping a detailed soundscape. He performed a series of reshoots, ostensibly to clarify the film by stitching up some holes, but which, to my mind, only propelled the project further down the strange road to surrealism. So what's the film about? Well, it's all very convoluted, but the stage, I think, is set like this. In what might be the near future, ordinary people have augmented themselves with high-tech implants in their bodies. These technologies are just as likely to fail and cripple as they are to help, and they come with a ruinous financial burden. Rudis Series, Mike Taylor, has left his job in the city where he worked making implants with his friend Dave, a very vivid R.J. Lubrant. Dave is something of a pusher, and Rudis has become addicted to implants. Now, fleeing his ruinous choices, Rudis discovers that even his old home in the country is riddled with a decay that seems to have seeped into every fissure of the broken-down farmhouses and the people who crouch in them. And the city has a way of finding you wherever you hide. If that synopsis sounds like science fiction to you, and if that makes you want to go see it, great. But it could just as well be metaphor. This isn't a film about the story, which veers increasingly, intentionally out of control, though the signposts are there for the attentive. What really matters are the feelings conjured up by the haunting sound and 16mm black and white images, sometimes scratched and grainy, sometimes over or underexposed, spliced together impressionistically to evoke emotion. Trying to unravel Mayfly Days is like fiddling with the Gordian knots of David Lynch. You will defeat yourself, you will be restless and bored, and you'll miss the whole thing. Tomorrow night, you'll have a chance to see the film at the Lotus Petal Theater in Nashville, Indiana. The director will be on hand for both showings to answer your questions. There are only 35 seats, which is perfect for an intimate presentation like this one, and you can get advance tickets for only $6.50 from lotuspetalcinema.com. The Lotus Petal is simply a local treasure, and if we don't support it, we're going to lose it. Mayfly Days may not be a film for everyone, but for those searching for something authentic and challenging, here is an evening to repay a little faith. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.